feeling special going back to Kansas City? What are the emotions you're dealing with right now as it gets closer?
Oh, man, I'm just taking this like another game and another opportunity to get a win. That's what I'm running about. I just want to win and lead my team to, when I get in there, to victory.
Some people back there thought you couldn't play anymore. You think you proved otherwise so far?
Yeah, I think I proved that week one, suiting up, and now on every week suiting up. But, you know what I'm saying, I just hope I continue to make plays, and that's what it's about, and make plays for the Denver Broncos, and I want to do that every week.
What do you think you've done that have surprised people that might have doubted you?
Just taking hits, you know what I'm saying, taking hits and getting back up. You know what I'm saying? Other two teams that looked at me, looked at my knees and said, basically, you know what I'm saying, you should retire, basically. And we don't want you right now. But I think I've proved to people I can still can play right now, and I still can play with anybody. And I'm just keep showing that, you know what I'm saying? That's just the light in the few in me and keep that spark inside me.
How do I make you feel when people say, hey, you know, we think it'd probably be best if you hung it up?
I've been telling me that since I was little, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been playing football. They tell me, Jamal, you'll never make it to college. Jamal, you're too small. So that always been with me since I was small, and I always been trying to prove people wrong. So that's just another motivating to me.
20 touches. Can you do that this week?
Yeah, man. I'm happy. Whatever they give me, I'm ready. Let these training wheels out.
Do you feel like you'll always be a Chief?
I feel like I'll always be a Chief. I mean, I talked to the Clarks, Mr. Hunts, and Andy Reid, you know what I'm saying? And when Darcy was there, I talked to him, and they said, we would love you to come back and retire as a Chief. So I think, you know what I'm saying, I have so much history going back there, you know what I'm saying, being drafted, you know, made Pro Bowls and All-Pros, making the playoff, and you know what I'm saying, my wife's cousin even got killed there. So, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of sad memories and a lot of happy memories there too as well. So, you know, since a lot of stuff that is back there in my past.
CJ just said he hopes they put, you know, big tribute to you on the video. The teary-eyed and will you be emotional, or do you hope they can like that?
I don't know. I probably will. It's good to let people cry sometimes. Not hold it in. But at the end of the day, I'm just going out there and, you know what I'm saying, and play football and, you know, so that's my main focus right now, is to win and help and hopefully go 2-1 in the division. That's the goal right now.
What do you think the reaction to you is going to be amongst fans in Kansas City? What's your best guess?
I don't know. When I was there, we broke the record against New England, so I don't know. Now I'm on the other side of the ball, and now I'm about to experience what I made history in. So now is It's going to be interesting.
Was there a point this year when it didn't feel so weird to be wearing orange and blue and number 20?
I say when the first game came on, and then we were all blue on the Sunday night game, because I always wanted to put the uniform on, being a Bronco since a little kid, and buying John Elway jersey, and now I get to put it on. So, I mean, just excited to be here, being the Broncos, and they gave me an opportunity. Being the trainers, Greek and Vince, did a great job just getting me back on my feet.
Jamal, when you look back at your time over KC, obviously you accomplished so much, but is there one thing that stands out that you accomplished either individually or as a team?
I don't know. It's a lot of stuff that I did back there, you know what I'm saying? I can go through everything I did, but, you know what I'm saying, I just, you know what I'm saying, just happy that I was drafted there at the end of the day. I can just say that.
You said after the game that you guys are kind of embarrassed by the offensive effort against the Chargers. Does it feel like the season's at a crossroads here? 3-3, big division game, schedule's not kind right now?
No, I just think that that week we had so much stuff going on that we really couldn't really get a chance to game plan our game plan because our linemen went down. And it always started with the linemen, and I was always taught that it always started with the front guys, in the front five, the front on defense and on offense. And you put Allen in a tough position, you know what I'm saying? So he had his hands full playing with two great DNs in last game, and now we got Metalik back, so hopefully we can improve our offense this week.
Jamal,
We talked to Kareem Hunt earlier in the week, and he said they talk about you all the time in that locker room. What do you think of that rookie running back?
I mean, what he did for the Chiefs over the last six, seven games, I think he did a great job, you know what I'm saying, filling the role. Spencer Ware went down and, you know what I'm saying, stepping up as a rookie, and he might be rookie of the year this year. I tip my hat off to him, you know what I'm saying. I wish the best for everybody in the NFL, and I want everybody to be successful, and that's what everybody should want for as a young people and coming in the NFL to be successful.
Andy Reid always kind of raves about you as a person and a player. When people ask you about Andy, what do you kind of, how do you describe?
I like Andy Reid. He's a great coach in my mind, one of the best offensive coach I ever played with. He definitely took my career and my touchdown to another up my touchdowns and when he came. So, man, Andy Reid's one of the coaches that he just let you play and show your personality, and Andy Reid the best. I wish him the best too.
Jamal, CJ just said that his goal for this game is 10 carries for 110 yards. What's your goal for the game?
I mean, wherever they give me, you know what I'm saying? If I get 4 carries, hope I can turn out to 100 yards too. I mean, it's always about competing, and you know what I'm saying? Me and CJ, you know what I'm saying, compete against each other and bring Book in there, man. The main goal is to win. You know, no matter how we get the win, we hope we go up in there scrapping, because I know we're going to have to go up in there and scrap. I just hope that whatever that – I wish CJ, hope he get what he want, his goal, and hope my goals come true as well.
If you get 25
a
carry, you're probably getting
more
than 4. Hold on. Your rushing average, is that a stat that you take pride in? Is that one that really means a lot to you?
I mean, that's something that's pretty, pretty cool. And you up there with the best in the NFL, with the Barry Sanders and, I forgot who else up there with me, Jim Brown, and, you know what I'm saying, some of the, Adrian Peason, I think, even up there, and Shady McCord is up there. I mean, it's pretty cool, you know what I'm saying. All the running backs I just named, they're one of the greatest running backs in NFL history. So, I mean, just able to be up there next to them guys, I take real honor in that. That's an accomplishment that I hope that I can lead with.
All right. Thanks, Jamal.
Thank you.